This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Lebanese President Michel Aoun is calling on the cabinet to declare a two-week state of emergency in Beirut after a massive explosion early Tuesday destroyed much of the city's port, killing at least 70 people and injuring more than 3,500. The cause of the blast is unknown, although a warehouse in the area was reported to have contained ammonium nitrate, an explosive. Aoun tweeted a statement, however, that he will not be satisfied until the person at fault is found and punished. He said it is unacceptable that a warehouse containing explosive materials could be left for years without measures in place to protect people's safety. Prime Minister Hassan Diab met with the Supreme Council of Defense Tuesday night, expressing his support for those he calls martyrs and a speedy recovery for the wounded. He also called for an investigative committee to be formed immediately. He has proclaimed Wednesday a day of mourning. Condolences and support for the Lebanese people have poured in from all over the world, including neighboring Israel, which immediately said it had nothing to do with the explosion. Relations between Israel and Lebanon are tense because the Lebanese-based terror group Hezbollah is massed along the southern border with Israel. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo expressed his condolences. U.S. President Donald Trump said the United States stands ready to assist Lebanon. He said, it looks like a terrible attack. He spoke during Tuesday's coronavirus briefing at the White House. A Lebanese television station said people reported seeing an orange-colored cloud hovering over the blast site shortly after the explosion. Experts say such clouds usually accompany blasts involving nitrates. Much of the port of Beirut was destroyed, and buildings and parked cars across the Lebanese capital